Whether you have been with us from the beginning, more than a year ago, or for just a few, or if this is just your first experience as a MAM broadcaster in this network of light, we wish to welcome you to another Mark Age Mountain Meditation from the Sierra Nevada Mountains in California. As is the case with many of these MAM broadcasts, we don't get the inspiration as to what it will be about until just perhaps a few moments before we begin the actual broadcast itself, and then perhaps only a couple of key words or ideas are given to us, and it is up to us at that time to expand it, to make it extemporaneously a meditation for a spiritual broadcast, not just for ourselves, of course, but with you. The topic or the theme given to me in my meditation for our broadcast this time might be phrased, how to cope, C-O-P-E. Of course, as is often the case, we think in terms of a certain definition of a word, either which we have become accustomed to or which is in general usage at that time, but it may not always be the exact dictionary definition. So I just looked up the word cope in the dictionary. It means to struggle to overcome problems and difficulties. My usual interpretation of it, as perhaps yours might have been, was that cope means how to handle something. It brought to mind a current play on the stage in Los Angeles, and thus perhaps other parts of the country also, entitled Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope. I don't know what the play is about, nor do I care, for I don't intend to see it, but it is a significant phrase which has been bothering a lot of people in these days. How to cope with something. Of course, many people aren't trying to cope or to struggle or even to overcome any of their own problems or difficulties, let alone helping those of their fellow man and of the rest of the world. They would just as soon go up in the mountains by themselves some way, perhaps, or in a cave somewhere or back in the desert, or just draw into a shell in their own homes, let the rest of the world go by, and say, in effect, don't bother me. I can't cope. Or, to phrase it more exactly for the topic of this particular broadcast, I can't deal with the problems and the difficulties I'm encountering in my own life, let alone be concerned with those about the outer world. We are one with all of our fellow men. Therefore, what goes on in the world does concern us to some extent. Therefore, we must learn how to deal with it. Of course, oftentimes dealing with a problem is really just to let it alone, not to become concerned with it, because we really cannot be involved in trying to solve all of the world's problems today, since we have enough of our own. But let's get into some ideas, not only for this meditation, but for all of your meditations, any problems or difficulties which come up for yourself or for others, and see what we can do to deal with, if not to cope with, those particular problems that do come up, that do need our solving, or in which we feel we would like to become involved. Of course, the very fact that most of us are light workers, that is, at least we consider ourselves to be light workers, we want to be light workers, in taking this spiritual information into our own consciousnesses, changing our own lives, and then helping to change the world itself from the material third-dimensional consciousness into the spiritual fourth-dimensional consciousness. Therefore, I realize, of course, too, that some of you hearing this for the first time may not understand some of the terminology we use. If you don't, please check with someone, the group leader or someone else, and learn what we mean by these phrases, and also, for example, what we mean by one of the key words or phrases we use in Mark Age, in this work, the high self, which is the Christ self, the super consciousness, the I am consciousness. Let us say that we want to deal with a particular problem in our own life. One way, of course, is to ignore it, which really isn't dealing with it. Another way is to struggle in whatever means we have employed in the past, or sometimes whatever way others advise us to handle it, which isn't always the proper way either, but could be, just to try to find some intellectual way of working it out or some material way of overcoming the situation. We have known by experience that sometimes this works, sometimes it doesn't. Oftentimes it seems to drive us deeper into the mire of that problem or difficulty, and it seems that we cannot extricate ourselves then, and the situation becomes worse. So what is the way that we as light workers utilize to overcome this, to deal with that particular problem? Not to cope with it, for we don't want to struggle with it, but to deal with it. We turn within to the I Am consciousness. We go into a meditation, which may be in the midst of what we are doing, rather than just sitting quietly somewhere, and we ask the Christ Self within, our own higher consciousness, what the answer is to that particular problem or difficulty, how to handle it. Or if we are in tune consciously with, or even accept the fact that such does exist, we may ask for help from what other higher source is available for us to receive an answer for that particular situation. We don't wait necessarily, unless we are a communications channel, which most of us are not, for a spoken word or something to flash across a screen in our mind's eye, but a thought will come, or the problem itself may just seem to dissolve or to become unimportant in various ways we can handle such a situation as this. We can do the same thing in helping other people to solve their problems. And this is one of the key ways in which we can become more effective as light workers and as members of the Mark Age Meditations Network, the MAM broadcasters of light, to spread this light, to bring it to the attention of other people. Suppose a family, a friend, has a problem or a difficulty which may seem insurmountable. Whether or not they come to us to help, we can send such help to them in this way. We direct our thoughts to the high self of that other individual. We ask that the proper answer to that question or that problem or that difficulty be filtered down to the conscious mind of that individual, be put into effect for that particular person. Now here's a bit of a touchy situation where many people get into trouble. We are not to think ourselves of what the answer to their problem should be. We might know, we might suggest that this is a possibility, such as if we were talking face to face to a person. But we have learned in Mark Age counseling, and all of us utilize this, we rather would have the person go within to his or her own Christ consciousness and obtain the answer that way. For this is what we are teaching and are demonstrating for the race of man on earth now. You have a Christ self, your higher consciousness, who knows the answer to your problems or can get it, and who is always ready to help the personality consciousness come out of any mortal personality situation and to rise up into that higher consciousness. For the more times one does come into contact with that high consciousness, the more and the quicker we can come into a permanent living in the high self state. Then when you have asked that the high self contact that person, do not dwell on it too much. Do not try to force it. Do not send out the thoughts, well, high self of so-and-so, what's the matter? You don't seem to be coming to the help of your mortal consciousness. Let it go. As they say, let go, let God. The high self of each and everyone is an expression or a manifestation of God in action through and as each of us as individualities. Therefore, let go and let the high self of that person handle the situation. Do not meddle in any way yourself. Of course, if you are asked then, or have been asked already, consciously by the other person to help, perhaps you can offer some of your own valuable experiences. But again, tell that person or project to that person that the real answer is to come from within, from the high self of that individual. But let's carry this a little bit further now. in helping to deal with world situations. This is where we can really become effective as MAM broadcasters of light in working cooperatively, consciously with spirit, with those in higher planes, which are the celestial or angelic, the etheric or Christ, and on the earth, even in the higher astral planes, to effect some of the changes in this current Mark H. period and program, the hierarchical plan. After we have had the experience of learning how to receive the answer to problems and difficulties and how to solve them ourselves, and then for friends, relatives, co-workers in the light, or whatever, on an individual basis, then we can turn our attention to dealing with problems of world leaders, or at least leaders in whatever field is concerned that is brought to our attention at that particular time, be it a national or international political or government leader, leader of science, a local government leader, in the schools, anything of that nature. When there is a problem that must be solved and a person is having trouble solving it apparently or needs a great deal of help, we can project to the high self of that individual and ask that that high self do all it can to bring the answer through to the conscious attention of that individual. Now we know that the high self always is aware of the situation of ourselves or of any other individual and has the answer or has the assistance at hand to offer. The problem is getting through to the mortal consciousness and having the mortal self or the personality consciousness pay attention to that answer to receive it. We can do the same thing with segments of society. We learned two broadcasts ago what Sananda and those in the higher planes mean by broadcasting to mass consciousness. We broadcast most effectively to segments of that consciousness. So, say there are certain problems in the government or in the economy or in science or in business or in the agricultural field, in the school systems, anything of that nature, in law enforcement. We're going to get into a lot of these things and work on them ourselves as MAM broadcasters collectively in conjunction with those in the higher planes. But for this particular broadcast, let's just keep in mind that also we can work with segments of society by recognizing that there is a need for someone to handle the problems and difficulties, and that by our projecting to the situation itself, in a sense, we can ask the Christ selves of those who are in a position to help to come into the situation to handle those problems. So please do work on this dealing with the situations, the problems, the difficulties of yourselves and with your others in this manner by taking it to the high self within yourself or those people and asking for the assistance of that high self or of those with whom the high self works in the higher planes, for there are many others whom the high self can call upon for aid and experience if that high self does not have the particular answer or experience to solve that problem. So thank you for making this MAM broadcasting network much more effective and yourself as a light worker much more powerful in dealing with problems this way.